check tags in its search results. When people are looking for information online, it's the tech industry's latest effort to combat false and misleading news stories. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 6.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on a Monday, the 10th of April, 2017. Good morning, everybody. Our phone lines here are 605-4567 and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I am here with a bad Bob, and there's a reason that Linda is not here today, and I'm going to tell you that reason, and it's kind of an extended reason, and it has to do with a lot of things going on, but I'm going to tell you that tale. But bad Bob, let us know what the weather, share with us the weather.
As we get into the new week, forecast says chance of a morning shower, but looking outside, looking at the radar, it's pretty clear right now all around us. Enjoy it while you can, because tomorrow clouds move in. Periods of rain are out a quarter of an inch tomorrow. Wednesday, though, it gets with it. We'll be seeing more rain Wednesday and Wednesday night and into Thursday. By Friday, the storm will have passed through. We should have partly sunny skies on Saturday, but Saturday night, more rain moving back in. So we've got an off-and-on pattern for the next several days. Right now in the beautiful city of Reading, it is 42 degrees, and we'll check the lake levels a little bit later in the hour. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business based down in Anderson, where their customers are warm friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay. Now, where's Linda? Yesterday, and I've got a long story about this one later on. I was participating in Project Healing Waters. And I want to talk about that in a little bit. But because I was gone from 6:30 yesterday morning till 4:30 yesterday afternoon, and then came home, took a shower, and left again, and didn't get back to 9 o'clock last night after the banquet and the award ceremony, Linda gave me my choice. Because while I was gone all day yesterday, she found one of her friends' husbands, who had passed away last year, was a gardener. I mean, like a professional gardener. He had all of the stuff. I mean, all of these plants and everything you could possibly imagine. She said, look, you know what? If you want these, just come get them. So Linda and her friend Karen went out and filled the car several times, the Jeep. Thank goodness she didn't have the truck. But today she's coming after the truck because she's going back out again this morning and getting citrus trees and other type of trees. And she says, you have your choice. I can come in this morning and be on, because I'm always there on Mondays. She's always here on Mondays. And then you can come back and plant all this stuff. Or I can go out, use your truck, and get all the stuff, and then I've got somebody that's going to help me plan all this stuff. Well, you know, it didn't take me long to figure that one out.
You did your share of digging in dirt when you were...
Oh, I tell you what.
When you had a shovel on your backpack.
There is still a misunderstanding that she and I have had, you know, for 10 years. That she said to me, she said, well, do you like doing yard work? And somehow she misinterpreted, no, I hate it, into, oh, yeah, I'd like to share with you. I'm not sure how that happened. It was like 11 years ago when all that happened, when somehow. I think it was after a firefight and I was in Iraq. And I was maybe not thinking straight because I would have never said, oh, yeah, I love doing yard work. That's something I can't wait to do. I cannot wait to do is to get home and, you know, put on my knee pads and get out there and start, you know, planting and digging and all this kind of stuff. So anyway, that's where Linda is today.
Aha, the tale is told.
The tale is told. Mm. Okay, get ready, everybody. Proposition 57.
It's going to
start impacting. It's going to start impacting this summer because, you know, they're going through, everybody's applying for their early releases. Now, what exactly is Proposition 57? You know what 109 and 47 is. Well, 57 is they are going to take a look at a person's last offense, their last offense, not the ones before that. In other words, your last offense could have been car theft, and you're in jail, ignoring the ones in front of it. So they take a look at the rehabilitation that they've done in the prisons. Now, did you know there's like 1,500 different rehabilitation programs in prisons?
Yeah, that's big money.
They have
man.
400 or 500 people that come in there that teach
contractors.
But guess what they teach? Besides, you know, of course, you have your mental health. They teach yoga. They have baseball, softball. They have. Did you get that? The yoga and all
yoga.
These other classes. And these guys and these lifers. And because I met several at San Quentin. Oh, they sign up for all this stuff because they think, you know what? The more you do, the better chance you have of getting a parole. Well, now under 47, you've got a great chance. You've got a great chance of getting a parole on that last offense. But let's find out. These are nonviolent offenses. Now, do you want to know what is considered a nonviolent offense there, Amico?
Some of those are pretty questionable from the victim's point of view.
Yeah, okay. What is nonviolent? How about assault with a deadly weapon? How about an assault on a police officer? How about hate crimes? How about domestic violence? How about criminal activity and gangs? All of these are considered nonviolent. It kind of makes you wonder
where do I begin?
I guess we're violent. I guess car theft is nonviolent. As long as nobody, you know, robberies, attempted robberies aren't. Car theft isn't because nobody gets hurt. You're just stealing cars. I mean, my gosh, it's just because it's an intrusion on your life. So all of those, you know, if they come in and burgle your home.
Yeah.
And the guy's been, you know, he's done 100 of them. I'm sorry, they just got you on one. And you can be turned loose.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of all those people that who have been in prison for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years. Now they get paroled on this. So they get paroled and they've studied the yoga and the fly, you know, and the classes and what are the things they have? Oh, art, sculpture, painting, all these things. So they've done all this. And so they come back out. Do they have a job? No. Now the one thing about this program is it says when we release you, you have to go through a rehab program. And so the recidivism rate on that supposedly is pretty, you know, pretty good. But how many of them, if they don't show up, if you have to remember where we're at now, if they don't show up, we have nothing to hold over their heads.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're going to put you back in jail? I don't think so. So anyway, stand by, Redding. It's not enough that, and these guys are like, and these men and women are kind of like, there's violence in their lives here. So stand by. You know, our overall crime is going down a little bit, but, you know, because Paletti, as he has said for 4 years, I think people aren't reporting anymore because what's the use? And
exactly.
You hear so much anecdotal evidence of people getting their cars broken into and all this that then you have to wonder that he's probably right. I mean, people walking down, cars driving up and down the street, checking things out. People, if your car's locked, and you've got lights on, so you're just kind of protecting your stuff. They go down two more doors down, and they pop open the car, or they bust the window in there and take everything. The whole thing. is quite interesting. Okay,
maybe our listener Daniel can call and tell me what was going on yesterday at the vet's hall, because there were
Getting ready to tell you what happened right after this break.
Okay,
and you know what? After spending eight hours, amigo, on the water yesterday, and all the other things, when I came back and I laid down in my sleep number bed, that was it. It was over. You know, Linda can talk to me. The only thing she's talking to is somebody that's comatose laying on that bed, because my sleep number setting is 60. Yet last night I dropped it to 50 after yesterday, and I slept like a little baby. The dog came up and licked my face at like 1 o'clock in the morning, wanting to go out. I stumbled out. I vaguely remember that she went out, did whatever she had to do, and we came back and I threw her in bed. Usually she doesn't sleep in bed. I'm not sure what happened there last night. And then I was out again. You know, sleep number, it doesn't get any better than sleep number. You know, it's been ranked highest in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power. But who in the hell is J.D. Power? You know who Carl and the Bot are. It is a great bed. It is. You know what? J.D. Power is just some kind of national organization. No. We're telling you this is a great bed. And right now you can save $500 to $1,000 on selected beds, plus up to 40% off clearance pillows. It doesn't get any better than this. So how do you get there? You go over to the Target Shopping Center. You go and talk to any of the pros, Brian Jensen, or any of the pros over there. You're going to lay down in a bed, and you're going to say to yourself, oh, my gosh, I've got to have this bed. Trust me, you'll never be sorry. It's 7:17 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could, maybe I'd give you my world.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Find diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hi, this is Janet with Pirate Secret Essential Oils. Our essential oil, Dathif, has helped ease or eliminate the itch and pain of mosquito bites, bee stings, fungal infections, athlete's foot, cold sores, canker sores, cuts and abrasions, tattoos, smelly shoes, acne, skin rashes, shaving bumps, beard dandruff, and helps defend against cold and flu symptoms. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The Shasta County Grand Jury is now accepting applications. The Grand Jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities around. Applications are now being accepted. To apply and get details, go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will? Apply now.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Ringbach. Good morning. Linda's on assignment this morning, 722. If you missed the story, I'm sorry, you're just going to miss it. I might go back over it again, but I doubt it. 722 in the morning here on the 10th of April. 46 degrees going to 65. You know, I knew it was going to rain last night. How did you know it was going to rain last night? Ask me.
How did you know?
Okay, Linda put her Uggs out. Every time she puts her Uggs out, like the, you know, if she is, you know, after she washes them, she puts them out there to dry. Mm-hmm. She put them out there last week.
They got wetter.
Soaked. They got soaked. And so she looks at the weather yesterday. She goes, okay, I'm safe. Well, what did it do last night? It rained.
Yeah.
So got her again. All right. Hey, I want to talk about Project Healing Waters, my friends. Project Healing Waters is a national organization, and it's been here in Reading for several years. What it is, it's veterans helping veterans, but what they're doing is they're taking veterans that have some, you know, various disabilities or a disability rating by the government, and they have meetings. We have meetings here every Monday night over at the BFW. And what's it about? Is it about politics? No, it's all about fly fishing. That's totally about fly fishing. And what a great group this is. And good people, and you're talking, and like I said, you're the veterans, and you just have a great time. Now, the thing about it is so what does it cost? Well, it doesn't cost anything. And I'm building my own fly rod right now, provided by the national organization. I mean, it's a top flight blank, and then I've got guys there, the other veterans are, you know, helping me because – I mean, if you've ever built a fly rod, you realize how intricate it can be and how you've got to get it just right because, you know, glue and thread and all this. And if you don't get it right, when you try to cast, the line will come back and bite you. Okay? So you've got to be done right. So you've got people there that want to help. Now, last night or yesterday, and let me give a shout out to certain people. What is that? The Best Sandwich Shop?
Yeah.
Or the little
Best Little Sandwich Shop.
Best Little Sandwich Shop. Hey, shout out to you guys. Shout out to you guys. They did all the catering, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So when we took off yesterday morning, they had lunches for us, you know, paper sack lunches. They had breakfast burritos that were just great. And then
– they served some good
shots. Oh, they do. And then last night, they did the event last night. Roast beef, so much. Everybody went back for seconds if you wanted it. They had stuff you could take home. A baked potato for each person that's, you know, it's one, like a pound of baked potato. Everything you can imagine. And they were so nice. Best Little Sandwich Shop. Shout out, guys. We're going to be going to you. And then, of course, you had your sponsors. The Fly Shop. Bertha and Mike Michelot provided like 20 boats. They're guides. And a lot of these guides, let me tell you, a lot of these guys refused to take money yesterday. And when I tried to hand, you know, because it doesn't cost veterans anything, when I tried to give money to my guide, Matt Mitchell, great guy. If you don't know much about fishing or if you know a lot about fishing, Matt Mitchell, he wouldn't take it. He said, oh, no, I wouldn't do that.
Cool.
I so much appreciate what you've done. And they both Travis, my sponsor, and Travis, who is a great guy, kid too, great guy. And I think it's his uncle who is the Coors distributor for the town, who is a sponsor for this. Many sponsors out there. But the idea behind Healing Waters, Project Healing Waters, is that vets that have had problems, either physical or emotional, can get together. And last night we had two guys come up and talk. And you know, everybody's having a good time, and we're laughing and joking. Everybody had a whole day of fishing out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you had two guys come up and tell you really what it's about. One who had, and I'm not going to mention names, but one who'd had multiple sclerosis, was diagnosed with that while he was still in the Navy, medically discharged, 100% disabled. He's in a wheelchair at the VA clinic here. And somebody said, he said, you like to fish? And he had liked fishing. So you got to join our group. Well, here it is. A couple years later, he's not in a wheelchair anymore.
Hmm.
He's out there fishing, and what it's done for him and his wife. And he says, I've got a new, I've never had to worry about getting rides because you can't drive. Somebody's always giving me a ride there or a ride home. Or if my wife couldn't take me there, then somebody would pick me up and they'd always bring me home. People help me with this and that. And then he talked about a new best friend he had, and they fish together now. And it was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. But then the second one, out of Long Beach. So we had some people up from Long Beach. And this former Marine, retired Marine, 22 years in the Marine Corps, traumatic brain injury in Afghanistan. Lost. They had to replace part of the bone in his head. His hearing just gone on that one side. Totally. They had to replace something in there. He said, I came home. I wasn't a drinker. He said, but I had this collection, all these beautiful alcohol bottles that I would collect in all these different countries I went to. And just, a collection. He said, I started drinking them. And I started drinking. And I became a person that I didn't want to be, but, yelling at the kids. And it was just, everything was just horrible. He says, one day my kids intervened and said, we want our dad back. And he said, that finally got me to get into a council. And while I was there, he said, this one guy said, have you ever heard of Project Healing Waters?
Hmm.
He said, no. He says, I don't fish. He said, when I fished, it was with my dad back when I was a kid. And the guy kept working on him. Finally, he said, okay, I'll go. All right, if you just leave me alone, I'll go. And he said, it changed my life. He said, I've learned how to make fly rods. So I make fly rods. He says, in my den. He says, it's just quiet. He said, the kids coming in, they said, Dad, things have changed so much. And he's got older kids, and he's got a younger kids. And he goes, things have changed so dramatically. He says, when the kids leave for school, he says, I've got 6 hours of quiet. He says, but I'll be back. I'll be tying ties and I've built a rod and I'll be tying ties and I go out and I go fishing. And it has changed my life so dramatically to have friends around, guys that, I fish with and that guys that we can talk. And this was, and I hate to use the word testimony, but this is exactly what it was. And this is what Project Healing Waters can do.
Sounds almost like you go into a sort of a Zen state when you're doing the fishing.
Tell you what, you're focusing, because my guide, Matt Mitchell, and I keep using his name, he's out of the fly shop, but I think he's got his own company too. He's such a good instructor. He says, if you do the way you're doing it right now, you're not going to have any tendons left. He says, so you do it like you're throwing a dart. You go both sides. And then when you get a strike, it's like you're out and you pull it back right over your ear. And these are basic things, but for us, they've not, don't know that stuff. It's not basic. But then you're kind of like you're floating down this beautiful river. Do you watch? No. Only thing you're looking at is that strike indicator. Because as soon as you start looking around, boom. It goes under, and then you've missed it. But the group of people from Project Healing Waters, the group here in town are just great, great guys, all ages. And I would say if you're a veteran with a disability, whether it's a physical disability or a disability that the VA has designated on you, you need to come down and take a look, go to a couple meetings of the Project Healing Waters Club. And there's a meeting tonight, by the way, at 6 p.m. It's at VFW Post 1934, and a big shout out to them. They were out there last night helping. Now, everybody does something. Everybody either sets it up or takes it down. And last night I took it down, and then another gent and I, the Navy Marine Corps team got together, and we swabbed. Let me tell you, let me use that word again. He and I swabbed the Veterans Hall.
That's a pretty fair-sized floor.
We swabbed it. That means mopping. And we just mopped and mopped and mopped and mopped and mopped.
You had a field day.
We field dated it. There you go. We field dated it. So, but it's, you know what? The people in this are super. And if you're a veteran with a disability, please, if you need more information, you give me a call at 605-4565. Drop me an email, carl@kcnr1460.com. Or just show up tonight, or look at Project Healing Waters Reading, and come by and tonight at 6 p.m. I tell you what, you're not going to be sorry. It's just a great time, and you get they go fishing and they get some great fishing spots that people usually have to pay like $100 for to be able to go fish that section, $10. And if you don't, you say, I don't know how to fly fish. Hey, I don't know how to fly fish. You've got people right there with you that are going to help you, and you will learn. You will learn everything that you need to be a successful fly fisherman in some of the most beautiful fishing waters in America right here in Northern
California.
People
come from all over the world to fish here.
There you go. Okay, we're going to take a break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Now, here's the thing about Home Helpers. It's a in-home health care started by a lady right here in town, 10 years old, gosh, 11 years now. It's been a great success. And what do? They provide in-home health care, whether it's short-term, let's say an operation, or long-term. And people are happier and healthier if they stay in their own homes. Well, this is what Sharon Clark does. Every one of her people are trained, background investigated, I should say background checked, insured, bonded, the whole thing. All of us at Home Helpers are not going to find a better place. It's who I would – Linda's parents, I would have Sharon Clark be the one. Give them a call at 226-8350 or check out Home Helpers Reading on the web. And see what else happened. Okay, well, that's it. We're going to come right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best-equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs with 600 of the toughest cowboys. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, and wild pony riding, rodeo clowns, and more. Friday night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-County Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music of Northern Heat. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12 and rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by Nashville recording artist Granger Smith.
If the boot fits.
Whoa, whoa. And Sunday is St. Elizabeth's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Good morning. Welcome back to Monday Morning with Carl and Linda Bond. 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here. On the 10th of April, 2017. Yeah, hit it, Dad Bob. It's 46 degrees, going up to 65 today. And did you say it's going to be a little bit of rain there, buddy?
Today should be okay. Tonight, clouds moving okay. And rain tomorrow.
Okay, now the lake is only 11 feet.
That's right.
All right, man. Because we're getting a lot of rain. Yeah. I tell you, Friday's rain was crazy.
Yeah. There were people who said that USBR was nuts for letting all the water out. And somebody said, you're letting all the water out. Well, they had to make room because the long-range forecast did show that we weren't done yet. My in-home forecaster says that we got about another 2 weeks, and then we should start moving into our drier period. But we're having a heck of a spring here. My lawn certainly shows the results of a extremely wet spring.
Well, you know what? We have a spot that never grows, and it's grown now. So I mean, it's got green stuff in it. I wouldn't say it's grass. But it's green stuff.
And
I've got some other stuff.
A vegetative matter.
I've got this other stuff. It's all in one thing that you just pour it on like these bare spots, and it's supposed to mulch it and everything. Hey, sad things going on here. Did you see what happened in Egypt, my friends? In Egypt,
the Coptic churches,
those are the Christian churches, and two of them were attacked, and they during the services, and it showed, they were televising the services, and it just went blank. And then the second one, they tried the bomber who had it on him, tried to get in through the doors, and they wouldn't let him. So he went back over to before you go to churches there, you have to go through a metal detector. Yeah. And these two ladies were there in their burkas. And he walks up to it, and he sets it off, and it's just a huge explosion. So, it killed him and those ladies right next to him, obviously, and there's other people around. 44 killed, hundreds wounded on Palm Sunday. And Christians. And ISIS immediately took credit for
proud
that.
Proud credit for
proud,
it.
Proud, proud. We're proud we killed those Christians.
The religion of peace.
Yeah, well, we just killed 44 more of you infidels. I'm going to have, I have a tough time with this. With the fact is that it's not just you. Okay, these are Islamic jihadist terrorists that are doing this.
Yeah, we're not painting them all with that.
No. But these are Islamic jihadist terrorists that are attacking Christians over there. What bothers me, I think, a little bit more is the attack on Christianity in this country. And they don't do it with guns. They do something that's even more insidious. They do it with laws. Or they do it with court rulings. Not laws, but court rulings. Mm-hmm. Or they do it by a department that says, oh, no, you are being unfair. Let's talk about, and two cases in mind right now, of course, are the one in Oregon and the one in Colorado, where people who believe in their religion, they do not condone gay marriage. All right? So they didn't want to bake a cake, and that was a wedding cake for a gay wedding. Not that there wasn't 100 other or 50 other cake places around.
Right, these guys.
But they turned in and sued, and then the Department of Labor in Oregon, and I think in Colorado, said, "Well, fine, if you want to do that, that's fine, but we're going to fine you $100,000 for discrimination." I said, well, wait a minute. This is a religious thing. Don't you remember when they had that other one about the big company, large corporation that said Hobby Lobby said, we're not giving out the morning after pill. We will pay for all this other type of contraception. We're not going to pay for that. And they were sued for that, and they won. They won that in the Supreme Court. So the reason – what?
Chick-fil-A was also involved.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A was in that. Yeah. Now, here's why I'm kind of bringing this up is – attack on Christianity in this country where you can't, where people are saying, oh, you got to take out under God, and we're not going to say anything with God in schools, you can't have prayer. Oh my gosh, we're firing the coach because his kids wanted to have prayers before the football game and he led them in a prayer and he was fired. Oh no, separation of church and state. No, you've gone way overboard at this point. So now, okay. Justice, not nominee, Justice Neil Gorsuch, who is being sworn in. He's probably sworn in by now. Neil Gorsuch What impact is this man going to have on the courts? Immediately. This lawsuit, this case, is coming up in front of the Supreme Court, the one on the cakes, one in Colorado, is coming up to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, to hear the liberals tell it he's the fourth horseman, I swear. You know?
Well, no, I like to think of him as the fifth horseman. All right. And then, but so here is, this case is coming up, and this is where, if you're a Christian and you truly believe in your faith, that you cannot be forced to do something against your faith by this government, by this monolithic bureaucratic government.
Okay, so if I
under the guise of you're offending somebody, you're taking away their civil rights. No, no, I'm not. If I was the only doctor in town, you know what? You know then. But if you're talking about a cake, you're talking about a cake, and that there are others in town, and that if you say that, how many people turn down business? Really? Come on. Yeah. That's big business there. And if you turn it down because of that, you realize when you do that what's going to happen. You know, you're going to lose business. You're going to get bad press. But guess what? It should not cause you to lose your business.
You know, this is like if I walk into, let's say, a restaurant that specializes in some Mideastern food and I want a BLT on rye, they're going to go nuts.
Could I have a bacon sandwich, please?
Yeah.
And they're going to look at you like it's like, whoa.
It you know. So it's crazy. It's a crazy business.
Well, you know, but here's what Gorsuch is going to be involved in. Gorsuch has got a couple of things immediately. You know, one of the things is the Supreme Court only sees like 70 of the 70,000, you know, petitions they get. So he can take on that. I'm sorry, the court accepts only a little over 70 of the roughly 7,000 petitions, not 70,000. So he can go right then. He understands the importance of constitutional issues, so he can help select those. One of the all these petitions are is Masterpiece Cake Shop, like I said, versus Colorado Civil Rights Commission. And that's the one I was talking about. Can the individual's right to not be forced by the government to act in a violation of his or her religious beliefs? So that's a big one. Another petition is Husted versus A. Philip Randolph Institute. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals issued an erroneous decision misinterpreting federal law to prevent the state of Ohio from cleaning up its voter registration list. This is an especially important case for improving election integrity and one which Justice Gorsuch may be inclined to take up. North Carolina versus North Carolina NAACP. They said they relentlessly threw out the North Carolina's voter ID law as well as numerous other election reforms. So you've got these. And you've got, you know, the talks about, you know, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. There are so many of these. Now, it has come to my attention. You ready for this?
Oh.
We're talking, you know, now, first of all, why did the Democrats fight this so badly, fight this so hard?
Because the rabid folks are pushing.
Far left, far left.
Yeah, the fringies are pushing.
But then you hear people
fight,
the guy on Fox, the Juan.
Williams?
Juan Williams, right. Yeah. Juan says, no, this is the biggest heist in history. Here's Obama with, you know, he had 200 and something days left, the majority of his presidency, and when Scalia died. And the Republicans refused to even listen. They refused to even interview the guy, you know, that Obama wanted as the next Supreme Court justice. They just refused, totally. He said that was a heist. That was, they stole this from Obama. The selection of the next. Now, they conveniently forget how they didn't want Bush to be able to put in a Supreme Court.
400 days left.
Yeah, well, he had over 400 days, and they didn't want him to. And this is what the Democrats, and they were screaming and yelling and having a. And everybody was going, no, don't give Bush a chance. He's lame duck. He's got 400 days left. Don't let him do it. Well, so then when the shoe's on the other foot, again, we go into the hypocrisy of politics. But anyway, but Gorsuch did get selected. They did the nuclear option, as everybody knows, which now, because it's the beginning of Trump's term, says, oh, okay, from now on, we don't really even have to bring this up for much at all, because we can just do a 50 plus one as long as the Senate holds where it's at.
Yeah.
But I learned something the other day. It's interesting, and I'm going to tell you right after this break. This portion of the show, and it has to do with SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, BNT Satellite.
Good guy.
They are. Doug Tooley, veteran, does great business here. He takes care of his customers, and for every new customer coming in, they're going to get a savings of $100 on anyone that has a new service. Or if you're a veteran coming in and new service, $100. If you refer anyone, including veterans, you get $100 off your service. All of this at BNT Satellite. It's not the 800 number, folks. Use the 241-3474, 241-DISH. Use that. The money stays here in town. He hires technicians from around here. Everything stays in town. And what do we say? It goes around from every dollar that's spent here goes around 3 to 7 times in this town. BNT Satellite. 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call the local DISH company. We'll be right back.
Diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments, and don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It's rodeo time! Steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding. The 2017 Reading Rodeo is coming, and our own Reading Rodeo is the 2016 Hall of Fame inductees. And you can be there this year for all the action-packed fun. Get your advance tickets at ReadingRodeo.com and click on tickets. We will see you and all of your friends at the 2017 Reading Rodeo, May 17th through the 20th. That's ReadingRodeo.com.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland. Join us Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
R-O-C-K in the USA, R-O-C-K in the USA, R-O-C-K in the USA.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. I already told you the story where Linda is today. I had the choice of being, she could have come to work today, or I could have been digging in the yard for the next 3 hours as soon as I got out of here.
In the dirt.
So if I had my choice, I said, you know, honey, why don't you just get this guy to help you? And I'll just, you know, I'll force myself to go in today. And though I'd rather be out there with my knee pads on digging stuff up and planting
getting
stuff.
Muddy out there.
You know what? It was a lie. I'm sorry. She knew it was a lie, though. So it wasn't like I was lying because she knew it wasn't the truth. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. And this is the truth. Best place you're going to find to work out in this town. Indoor saltwater swimming pool, every type of mechanical device you can think of, free weights. They have it all. They have classes on spinning and yoga. They call it SPOGA. There you go. You spin for an hour, and then you go in for 15 minutes of relaxation and stretching with yoga. You're not going to find that anywhere else than right here at Wellgate Sports Club. And they are great. Rich Novelli and his people are super. So head on down. They're on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. Go on in. Get a tour. Go and work out. Check it out. Facilities are just immaculate in there. Plus, Boheme Spa. Boheme Spa, it's all in there at one time. You talk about one-stop shopping. Bob goes in to work out and does come out for 2 hours. Give him a call, 768-1205. All right, moving on. Now, what did I hear? And you're going, what did he hear?
What did you hear?
Okay, I heard that one of the Supreme Court justices, I'm not going to mention names, at this time of the year, they're always picking clerks. You know, clerks are not a clerk like you think a clerk is, like working at the, you know, at at Lowe's or Tuesdays. These are really, good lawyers, people that know what they're doing, and this is where they learn. I've heard that one, and I'm not mentioning a name. I've heard that one of the Supreme Court justices, one of the more older ones, has not picked any clerks, hasn't even started the process. And if that's the case, it could mean is that justice is getting ready to retire. Because if you don't pick clerks and you don't have them by a certain time, you can't start looking at these the 7,000 petitions that come in.
Yeah.
Because they do a lot of that reading and they do a lot of that work just like the staffs do for all the politicians. As you know, they do a lot of that work because, you know, a congressman and a senator can't read everything that comes across their desk. So
right.
They have their staff do it.
Gatekeepers.
Gatekeepers. Yeah. But now one of the problems with, well, let's just stay on the Supreme Court. So does this mean that this justice is going to pull the plug this summer? Now, if that justice does it, you think the Gorsuch fight was something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Because now Trump could roll in here with – oh, he could roll in with Attila the Hun, but he won't. I'm sure he wouldn't do that. But, you know, what about this? There's the justice that was, the woman justice that was in the running for this, who has just really got a lot of great things that she does. You know, she's got a lot of pizzazz. A lot of people think she's a great, great barrister. She could be one.
I think in the political poker game, the opposition has overplayed their hand.
They did, and so they started it, and now they're reaping the whirlwind, you might say.
Well, all the way back to Hillary's, you know, that we weren't having an election so much as a coronation. The smug arrogance is being their downfall, continuing.
It is, and they still don't get it. The large media doesn't get it. They still don't. Now, speaking of media, anybody knows that's listened to this program knows that I back having a paper in our town. We need a paper in our town. To be a community, you need a paper, all right? I'm not talking about a digital paper. I'm talking about a paper that you can go down and – wait a second. It must have been a fly caught in my throat from yesterday. By the way, I can't raise my left arm above my waist at this point. And I was, you know, that was the one I was stripping the line with. And then my right arm it can go up and down. It can't go back and forth though.
Okay.
All right. The Record Searchlight. I got my Sunday paper yesterday.
The newspaper of Record.
Last night because, you know, but I was doing so many things. So I get out my paper because I enjoy reading my Sunday newspaper. My Sunday newspaper has shrunk. It used to be, you know how papers have the front page section? And then they have the editorial page. I mean, it's just, you know, two separate pages. I mean, you had stuff in, you had letters and all that, but it was a separate thing. I could take it and, you know, fold it. No longer. Mm. At least not in last Sunday's paper.
Are they even printing letters to the editor?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's, they're all putting it in that first front section. There is no separate section now. And their editorial, yeah, it was from the editorial board, but what happened? What happened to Silas Lyons? Used to have an article every Sunday. And it was pretty good. It was about, you know, growing up. It was about things that are going on in town, how he felt. You know, it's not there anymore. And I wrote to Silas. And he says, no, it's there. I just, you know, I take a time off or not. But this is 2 weeks in a row. So now you don't have the editorial section. It's just part of the front page. And then today's paper. If you have today's paper and you paid for it,
you'd be better off getting the napkins from one of your local eateries that would have more information on it.
No, I wouldn't say that. It's just that it's just getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And I don't know if this is, you know, because of the USA Today. I do notice the articles have turned a decidedly more liberal tint to them. But then I look at the editorial page and I see, you know, they went after Susan Rice really well and other things. So, you know what? It's, you know, a paper, if it offends everybody at one time or another, is probably doing its job.
Yeah, that was my rule of thumb when I was in the news business.
Yeah, if I offend everybody and if it's fair.
If I got complaints from both sides of the issue, I nailed it.
Now, you know how we're talking about how there is no bipartisanship? None. I'm not going to get into, by the way, California politics and how screwed up California politics is and how many businesses have lost and how many businesses have left the state. Good article in the paper. That's something you can see. How many businesses left the state?
Yeah.
I mean, thousands, right? And the things they're doing. And now they're trumpeting the victory of Brown and passing this horrendous gas bill. This horrendous gas bill, and you know, Gray Davis tried that, and they repealed, or they went after Gray Davis, and they removed him from office, right? So, what happens then? So you've got them doing the same thing, and where gas has just gone up 9 cents a gallon.
Oh, yeah.
For, you know, across the country. Price, yeah. Now we're going to add on to that our 43% increase plus all the other stuff. Okay, now that's
what's going to do to the food? Because how does your food get to the supermarket?
Well, and then it's going to be more because it's even going to be more on diesel. So, what they're doing, we all know what they're doing. So, but there is no need for partisanship in California politics at the Sacramento level. Why? They've got the supermajority.
Really?
Even as good as our people are there, I mean, it means nothing. They could care less what Republicans say. They could care less about what moderates, Democrats say, because they've got too many numbers. And this is a time when if you are a Republican, quote, moderate, you've got no say in this state. You just have to react. Now, moving to, you know, as we're saying, oh, there's no bipartisanship in the at the national level. Well, in one case, there is. There's a bipartisan bill going through Congress when you've got people as, you know, as opposed as a senator from a pro-life, pro-Second Amendment senator from Georgia and Elizabeth Warren. You know, how far apart can you get? But they're on this together. It's a bill. And it's a series of bills that's going to take on opiate abuse, one of the worst things that's facing our country right now, prescription drugs, heroin epidemic. They're going after identification. They're going out with grants to cities and towns so they can start, you know, talking about this horrible destructive lifestyle that it's running and that's impacting on everybody, including people here in Reading, because if you're a heroin or an opiate addict, you've got to steal.
Yeah.
And then things start getting violent, too, after that. But this is going to be a bipartisan bill. Maybe one of the few things that happens, who knows, if they can do this, maybe there's something else they can agree on. Somebody was on the phone for the last 5 minutes.
A name missing on the editorial staff listing, Carol, is not listed on the editorial staff. A sharp-eyed listener happened to notice.
I saw her on there yesterday. Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we have got a house load of Shasta College people here. We're going to be talking about three different programs we have, and then some of the students that are going through these great programs, robotics, diesel, all these things that teaches for the future right here in Shasta County in the city of Redding. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
And the news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Judge Neil Gorsuch will participate in a swearing-in ceremony this morning in the White House Rose Garden as he becomes the nation's newest Supreme Court justice.
Gorsuch will take his place as the High Court's 113th justice.
This brilliant, honest, humble man is a judge's judge.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley, after a bitter confirmation process that saw the GOP majority change the Senate's rules to get Gorsuch confirmed, top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer was among those voting against Gorsuch, whom he now hopes will be independent and fair.
And Sagar Magani reporting. With an April 28th deadline quickly approaching, the chair of the House Budget Committee tells the Salem Radio Network in an interview today, the government cannot afford a government shutdown.
It does this country no good when we shut down. We have got to continue to work to make sure that we fund our budgets.
That's Representative Diane Black of Tennessee. The House has only 4 working days to approve some sort of budget. The average price of a gallon of regular grade gasoline up 9 pennies over the past couple of weeks. Industry analyst Toby Lundberg blames rising crude oil prices.
Gasoline prices don't always move in lockstep to what crude oil prices do, but they have in the past month. In this case, crude oil rose in a cents per gallon equivalent, up a dime in 2 weeks, and gasoline followed it precisely.
That's analyst Troby Lundberg. Sergio Garcia has won more than 20 international tournaments, but now he will no longer be mentioned among the greats to never win a major after he picked up the Masters yesterday.
I don't have to answer that anymore. Now I have to answer, I don't know, if I'll be the best player to have only won one major. But I can live with that.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow's up 67 points. More on these stories from Town Hall.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-313-6952. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-313-6952. 800-313-6952. That's 800-313-6952.
Toyota says it's shelling out big bucks, $1.3 billion to be precise, to retool its Georgetown, Kentucky factory. That's the place where they make the Camry sedan.
The automaker says while no new factory jobs are being added, the investment will sustain the existing 8,200 jobs at Toyota's largest plant. Toyota says the upgrades amount to its biggest single investment ever at an existing plant in the U.S. The factory-wide upgrade in Kentucky comes as Toyota is preparing for production of the revamped 2018 Camry, featuring a new exterior design, an upgraded interior, and a new engine.
As correspondent Jeremy House, Ford says it's going to offer a police pursuit version of the hybrid Fusion midsize sedan. That comes in response, it says, to requests from cities around the country. The new car, with its 2-liter 4-cylinder engine and 1.4 kilowatt lithium-ion battery, should get about 38 miles per gallon. More of these stories from townhall.com. Egypt's interior ministry says the blast at a church in Alexandria was caused by a suicide bomber who tried to storm the building before being stopped by police. Correspondent Ashraf Khalil has more details.
A pair of bomb blasts tore through two Egyptian churches as worshippers were celebrating Palm Sunday in Egypt. The first blast took place in the church in the Nile Delta city of Tanta. And later on in the day, a second explosion hit a cathedral in the city of Alexandria.
That is correspondent Ashraf Khalil reporting. Airlines seem to be making their customers a little happier, at least according to the latest report out today from an industry group. According to a report on U.S. Airlines quality released today by researchers at Wichita State University and Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, they're losing fewer bags and showing up on time more often. More of these stories from townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 10th of April, 2017. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bob, what's it look like weather-wise here for the rest of the week?
Well, we checked the radar out towards Palo Cedro Way. They had a shower, and but for the most of us, it's going to be clear skies, well, partly cloudy skies today. But tonight, more rain moves in, around a quarter of an inch. That'll continue. They have updated the forecast. That break we were anticipating is not going to happen, so we're going to have rain for the next several days, at least through Thursday night, and then Friday should be sunny. Saturday, partly cloudy. Saturday night, rain moves in again. So we've got lots more in the forecast. And for those of you watching that sort of thing, Shasta Lake is now only 11 feet from the top. Currently in Reading, it is 46 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A locally owned business down in Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Great people down there, Chuck and Judy Kinney. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. If you're looking for the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, it's Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great selection of jewelry, the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. They can do it all there. They can design it, build it. Lapidary, they've got it all. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Rally Sally, good morning, hon.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Just wanted to let your listeners know that tonight we have a reprise of Tim Pappas, who's coming to be, well, he's not coming. We are actually set up now to do Skype-in meetings. And tonight we are going to have Tim Pappas, who, as you know, moved away about almost a year ago now. He's living down in Placer County. But we are going to have him coming back and teaching Constitution classes via Skype. And people can talk with him on the screen. Robert's done a really great job setting everything up. So we're excited about that because it opens up whole new possibilities for speakers to talk to our group from out of the area.
Well, Tim Pappas really knows his Constitution, and we lost a real good mind when he moved back, when he moved to Placer County. So this is a chance
I'm anxious to ask him about this SB 54 law that's looking to pass, and also about the new gas tax that was just passed last week. So there are all kinds of things that have happened and that are coming up that we would like to get his take on. So come on out tonight at 6 o'clock, 3276 Pacelli Lane. And remember that right before our meeting at 5:30, the Jefferson Committee meets. So come out if you have questions about Jefferson and get your questions answered.
You don't have to say a thing about Jefferson Committee, because every time the California legislature talks, it probably brings another 1,000 people to you.
It does.
I can't wait till the gas tax really impact, because we got some guys here that we're going to be talking about diesel programs over at Shasta College, and they just they raised it 47% on gas, but on diesel it was even more.
Yes.
Diesel fuel.
Yeah, and diesel is how we get all of our products up here. Everything is trucked in here.
Everything's on that supply. The supply side gives 3 days. And if the trucks stop running, it's going to be a little tough.
Yep.
Okay, Sally, thanks a lot. Tonight,
thank
6 p.m.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, I'm here with Ray Nichols, who heads up the diesel program at Shasta College, and one of his students, Andrew, is that Bailey? Did I get that right?
Yes, Carl.
Okay. And who is working on diesel technology. So, Ray, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into this, and then what's going on with the class.
Well, for myself, I grew up on a small ranch up in McLeod. started working on things as soon as I could hold a wrench. Found my way through the high school, went to college, actually took my first year of college at COS, did it in auto, and then went on to Oregon Tech up in Klamath Falls, where I got my degree in diesel technology. As it would be, luckily enough, working in the industry for a number of years, I always had a passion for teaching, and the opportunity came along to get into Shasta College. I've been running the diesel program now for 12 years, and was on the advisory committee for 20 before that.
For 20 years before that?
Yeah, through the industry advising.
Okay. Well, so people don't misunderstand, the diesel program there at Shasta is not driving nor moving heavy equipment, all that. Your program is different from that.
Our program is the technician. Our program is what we consider the most important person, the one that's going to keep it going. Although we do encourage our students to take both programs, no better technician than one that can operate what they're working on.
Oh, yeah.
And then on the other hand, the equipment ops program does the same thing. No better equipment operator than one that knows how to work on the piece of equipment.
Absolutely, because it gives you that that well-rounded capability. If you're out there, especially if you're out someplace and you're just chugging right along and it stops, that you can maybe go in there and clean a filter or a line or something like that and actually know what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I have a diesel boat now that we're going to be way out in the middle of nowhere on from time to time. It would be nice, a little Kubota engine,
and
be nice to know how to get it running if it stops.
Well, most important thing would be to carry a spare fuel filter.
Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, just don't run it out of fuel.
Yeah,
because diesel engines are just they use a single engine for these fishing boats that go out thousands of miles for a month at a time on a single engine.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, go ahead, Andrew.
Oh, no, I was just saying that's correct.
Yeah. Well, the norm used to be to run twin engines if you're going to go far out to sea or far out into the water. They now have recovery vessels that can go out and get anything. They used to just have to, put them, just drown them basically when they would break down way out. Exactly. But now the technology.
It's a little tough there. Right?
The technology is there to where, the single engine is the norm. A lot of people don't, when you were talking earlier about diesel technology, a lot of people don't realize what that really encompasses. Most people picture that Walmart truck or that big dozer.
Yeah. So what do we what goes on in your class?
Well, in our class, in regards to that, we basically learn everything of the industry in regards to the engine itself, of course, which isn't everything. The electronics, the computerization, pneumatics, hydraulics, braking systems, drivetrain systems, in regards to transmissions, differentials, and drive units. And we do discuss all other aspects. We obviously don't have a boat in the lab, but we do have trucks.
Sure, and Bob would let you use the boat. Hey, okay, so, Ray, when you go through this, and I'm going to get to you, Andrew, in a second. So what you're doing is you're training a technician that's going to be able to – can go in and do it all.
Yes.
And do it well. And will he have his tools or she have her tools at the end of this? Or
normally we have programs on campus to help them with that in regards to assistance from some of the larger tool companies and obviously with my recommendation of what to start with. Many of the students, such as Andrew, come in with their own tools already.
Well, let's talk to Andrew. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Tell us a little bit about you.
I found my way to the diesel program. Actually, Ray was roommates with my uncle back in college, and I – small world, our families are from the same place. And I just kind of stumbled into the program, and I always heard there was decent money to be made and working on.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 32.
32. Okay, so you've obviously done other things in your life.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've worked lots of jobs around construction around here, and I've welded and worked in shops around town. And I just kind of wanted a degree to put to what I know.
Well, a diesel technician is, I mean, there's probably a need for them everywhere, isn't there?
Well, all of the people you're going to talk to today are going to need. We're looking at a 45 to 50% retirement rate in our industry. Basically, the prediction is that even with all the training institutions that we have in the country, we'll be about 40% short real soon. And so part of the program for us is to go out and promote this so that we can get more people in the industry.
Okay, what do we talk about when we're, you know, it does, I'm sure it does have good money in it. So what can somebody look at starting out at?
Well, our entry level is 38 to 40,000. That's entry level.
That's before overtime and other stuff, right?
Yeah. One of my claims to fame is I currently have a student that got on with PG&E and he came and visited the other day and he's making $62 an hour over in Eureka. Yeah. Makes more money than I do.
Well, it's PG&E.
Yeah.
I mean, next thing will be REU. So,
there
okay.
You go.
Now, okay, and here's the other thing, too, is you can pretty much, once you've got your degree, Andrew, you can pretty much go anywhere you want.
Oh, yeah, the doors are, I mean, the options are endless, absolutely endless. And you can go, I mean, trucking, you can go boats, like you guys had said earlier, natural gas. I mean, there's a lot of natural gas. Generation going on up north, and we got students that have gone to Alaska, and or you can stay local and try and get on one of the shops around here too.
Depends on what it just kind of it, what it does is it gives you the ability to broaden your horizons and to get a well-paying job, and that you can do in a lot of different places, and all out of here at Shasta College.
Yeah, and majority of them actually go to work in the area because it's we're quite connected with partners in the industry. One of the things that I talk to my students about is that if they get their degree, which we offer a certificate.
And how long
degree,
does it take to get this?
Well, if you came in and did a fall start fresh and took every class you were supposed to, you would have it in 2 years. Most of the students, it's 2.5 because they'll hit and miss here and there. And I have students that takes 5 or 6 because they take one class a semester.
And this is a VA VA approved, obviously.
Oh, absolutely.
And so you can use your VA guys, girls, to do something like this. And what it does is it gives you a starting point that's going to pay you anywhere from $40,000 to $60,000 to start, just starting. Mm-hmm. And if you've got specialties, I imagine you teach specialties.
Oh, yeah. Our students will come out a cut above in regards to electronics and computerization and troubleshooting. We also talk to them about the fact that not very far in the future they're going to be the leaders because they are basically finishing college. And if they can complete with our training, basically our partners would prefer us to teach a small part of technology and mainly teach them how to be good workers for the rest of their life and lifelong learners. And so that's what we prefer to do. And so what that ends up doing is it puts them in positions that they are leaders. Yeah. I have students that currently teach already, promote the field, and then also have students that are managers at city facilities, you know, around town. They're either foremans or managers of repair shops and things like that.
I had a class on a diesel mechanic, and he walked in. He says, "There's no reason to be dirty while you're taking care of an engine." You know, in other words, you know, some people think their bike's just covered with oil all the time. He said, there's no reason for that. If you know what you're doing, you can go in there, be precise, fix it, and come out of there and go out on a date later. I mean, I don't know if it's that easy, but...
And well, it's both.
It's both.
It's you have to be as clean can be, just like a doctor in surgery, but also sometimes it can be really nasty, filthy.
Yeah, well, that's true when you're starting to pull things out. And she watched me the first time I was working on, anyway, covered with oil. So your ages in your class range from?
Well, in all honesty, what I always tell people when they ask me that is I had at one point a student in a class that was still in high school. They were being homeschooled, and they were 15.
Yeah.
Actually, it was a female, believe it or not.
Well, I believe it.
And in that same class, I had a student that was 72 learning how to just work on their own diesel engine. So average is somewhere mid-20s.
Okay. And so what do you want to do with this, Andrew? I mean, do you want to stay around here? Do you want to go someplace? Or
I'd like to stay around here if I can, because I got a lot of family and I have children that are – I'm pretty rooted here. I'd like to go to one of the big shops around here and either work on trucks or equipment. Kind of still in the middle there, just whatever doors open themselves for me.
Yeah. And so when are you going to be finished?
December.
December. Okay. And you've been working on this for?
It'll be 2.5 years when I graduate.
Okay. Well, that's great. You know what? You know, this is what I really like about this. You walk out of here with, I mean, everybody is, I mean, you feel like, okay, I've really accomplished something. I've got a job. I just have to apply myself. And I've got better skills than most of the other people out there looking.
Absolutely.
So I think that's great.
Yeah, speaking of that, the majority of the completers do leave with a job with our
already
with our partnerships. They pretty much a lot of them work during.
Uh-huh.
Many of them. And then, of course,
so it's
many
kind of
like
a
work
steady type
yes.
thing. Then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. So you can make some money while you're going to school.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And you're and a diesel mechanic will start out at around?
Well, again, entry level is really close to $40,000.
Okay.
And very shortly thereafter up into the $60,000.
So how much plus. Is that like mile or for is that hourly wages around what?
Yeah, well, here locally, 15 and above, correct?
15 and above.
Basically,
okay.
The rule of thumb is supposed to be minimum wage times 2 if you bring your tools and knowledge, but minimum wage has gone up so much recently that that's really hard to achieve for many of the employers.
Well, $20, that'd be minimum wage is what, $10?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
$20,
yeah.
You know, plus you bring
and
your
that's,
tools.
And that's pretty normal.
I mean, would think that would be fair.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Hey, we're here with Ray Nicholas, who is head of the diesel technology program. And Andrew Bailey, he was going through it. In fact, he's getting ready to graduate, and he's looking for a job out there of Reading.
And he will walk at graduation, too. That's one of my requirements.
Oh, well, that's cool.
I tell them they will wear the green costume.
I plan on it.
All right. Thanks a lot. We've got two other groups that are coming in here. We've got welding and machines. Advanced machines, I guess. That's going to come in.
Advanced manufacturing.
Advanced manufacturing. Ray, thank you so much for coming in. And Andrew, thanks a lot. And
thanks
for coming in here. And good luck there, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
I got me 10 forward gears and a George overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
It's been a long winter, and you've earned a little rest and relaxation this summer. But you can still make a big move towards your college degree with summer courses at Shasta College. Classes start June 12th, and now is the time to register and secure your summer classes. Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Get started. Call today, 242-7650.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
The 23rd annual banquet for the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted May 13th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is the premier organization that protects hunters' rights and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide. Join us for a night of great food and fantastic auctions. Auctions will include African hunting safaris, Argentinian dove hunts, elk, bear, and buffalo hunts. Special drawings for youth and ladies for gear and guns. For tickets, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning, everybody. It's 26 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here at Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at kcnr1460.com. Just ignore the 1,500 question marks I put in on my spot because I was laying the book down on it, and I just managed to then post it.
About three times when you've packed up your computer, you have left behind your footprint in the chat room.
I know, forever. You know what? You know, it's like pages of it. You know, I'm sorry, guys. 46 degrees going up to 65 today with some rain rolling in again. Not that we don't love rain, but I'm getting pretty tired of it. Okay.
We only got 11 feet left before the lake overflows.
That's right. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repairs. Whether it's a chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff Wurst is going to fix it. He guarantees it. There's nobody in this town that does it better. A veteran-owned business. Go on down and talk to him. Like I said, if you got a little bitty chip or a crack that's over 2.5 feet in length, he can fix it, and you won't see it. 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call, 241-8373. So we're continuing on with Shasta College today, and we're with Rick Osbrink.
Did I pronounce that?
And Nicole McNeely.
Good morning, Carl.
Come on in, get a little bit closer there. Just pretend it's your friend. You're okay.
Get right on those
Don't
babies.
You get too close to me because you got pneumonia. And Nicole, so we're going to leave it to you to talk for most of the time here. Okay, you do industrial technology, or what's another name for it?
Also advanced manufacturing.
Advanced manufacturing.
We go by many names, yes.
I saw a great thing on 60 Minutes. You probably saw the same thing down in Mississippi where that guy brought in all of, and he had the community college there teaching exactly what you're teaching for the future.
It's fantastic, and it's something that's very needed in our region.
It absolutely is. So tell us a little bit about this.
So it's the newest program at Shasta College within our industrial technology area. We were able to acquire a grant about 2 years ago to purchase some of the equipment that we have now. It was a $5.6 million grant from the Department of Education called our Career Pathways Trust Grant. It was focused on health pathways and advanced manufacturing. We were able to get a chunk of that money to purchase some some equipment for the college. We were able to buy some CNC equipment, computer numerical control equipment for machining.
I knew that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Okay. Okay.
And then also some manual equipment to teach some of the foundations and the basics. So right now we have a program, certificate that's on for CNC operations, which is something that's heavily needed in our area currently.
Oh, yeah, because we're looking for the future, and we're looking, there's a lot of businesses looking to come in here. But to do that, you have to have a workforce.
Absolutely.
And this is exactly what you're doing. Okay. And, okay, so Nicole McNeely, how did you get in this, Nicole?
I started off, I build race cars with my dad, and we needed a welder to come in and do some welding for us, and we couldn't find anybody. So I started off over in the welding program, and seeing all the new equipment coming in and all the stuff that they were setting up, got a bug of excitement going on with all the students. And so with the CARES program at the college, I was able to get priority registration. So I was able to get one of the first seats open for the class. And I mostly just did it because it would be another tool, a better understanding of the industry and the things. I was pretty much set on being a welding student and going out into, you know, the industry as a welder. More now I've geared towards the manufacturing side and just all of the trades. You'd be able to have a little bit of each one of these things on your resume when you go in for these jobs because it makes you more employable. So when I was able to get into his class, I kind of took an interesting towards that as well, as far as that goes.
Well, that's cool. I like that. Going to be welding, and then you got into this because you build race cars. By the way, I like the earrings in your ear, and the reason I noticed it is because I'm a fly fisherman, and I sometimes have flies in my ear like that. Of course, I try to get them out. No, that's okay. okay, Rick, this sounds like you've got like two or three different classes going on. I mean, you've got – I mean, we're talking robotics here.
Yes,
and,
we are.
And I just – we had some young people on from Shasta College – or not Shasta College, Shasta High School. They have this robotics group over there. There you
would
go.
Would it be this one right here, the
Vex Robotics? Right.
Absolutely.
There. Those guys right there who won it, you know, they built this – they built a robot that lifted something up and threw it over a wall. Okay, so you're into that too. I just think it's great. And we have the Chamber of Commerce is in here. We've got Joe McKenna. We have EDC. They all roll through here on a regular basis, and we talk about this. So what Nicole's learning and what you're teaching over there is for that next group that's coming through here.
Absolutely. So in addition to our advanced manufacturing with the machining side, we also have another branch, which is our industrial automation. Mm-hmm. And that focuses on something called PLCs, or programmable logic controllers, which is basically what automates our entire life. They're in city municipalities. They run our water, our lights, our power. They're in some diesel trucks. They're in all the manufacturing environments around. So that's kind of the next step up for the VEX side is getting into the industrial automation side at the college. So we do have a stair step for those students.
Okay. All right. So a person graduates from your course. What happens then?
Well, so kind of like Nicole was hitting on, it's not our course isn't necessarily the end-all be-all. It can be the end-all be-all, but our region, being a little more rural, our employers are looking for students with more skills in their toolbox. So welding could be the job, but it also could just be another tool in the toolbox for that job. So, you know, we have students potentially. This is, like I said, it's the newest program, so haven't completed a full year.
This is where we see where it can go. People in it, like Nicole, who saw right away, goes, "Hey, this is going to be cool."
So this is going to be, we have students that are potentially going to be going to businesses like Sierra Pacific Industries, Knopf Insulation, Ted Pella, Seco Manufacturing. Those types of businesses are going to be looking at our students. All those companies are on our advisory committee and help kind of guide the curriculum. Also, we have, you know, the cities are looking for individuals with these type of skill sets too. Bureau of Reclamation, kind of the list is very wide and range, you know, broad. Even if you get into the diesel side, you know, there's some machining that's required in diesel technology as well. So a lot of these skill trades kind of go all over the map.
Okay, so you've got a person in the class like, okay, Nicole, you're looking at when you graduate from this. Okay, you're still doing the welding side.
Yes.
Right. And then where do you plan on doing with this then? I mean, once you graduate. And I realize you and your dad build race cars, but I'm sure there's more that you're planning.
For me, I think that doing something that you love as a profession is a good idea, but it's also keeping a part of what you love personal for yourself as your passion, because if you do something repetitively in and out, even if it is your passion, by the end of it, it's not so much your passion anymore. So I want something that I enjoy doing for an employment that's going to support me and my children. I am a single mom of two kids, so I'm trying to do this on my own and with their support, because they're very helpful as far as that goes. But I want to be a fabricator. I want to be able to create, fix, and make anything work that I need to with wherever I'm at. And so these skills give you the ability to see the missing links, the missing parts, how you could fix something or rebuild something with machining.
Or to maybe automate it in a way.
Or even be automated. I'm not real swift on the whole computer part of it. I can talk to the computer in the language that it needs to cut out the metals, but as far as the other stuff goes, I'm probably going to have to take another course on that.
Yeah, but, Bob?
Well, I was just, on my show, we're telling parents that the Arduino, the Raspberry Pi, those are the new Erector sets in Lincoln Law.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that, I was getting ready to say that. When you started talking about this, I was thinking about that, being drawn kicking and screaming into the 20th century, much less the 21st. But what you're saying right here is I look at Sierra Pacific, and you go to Sierra Pacific, you think there's going to be like hundreds of men and women working there. No, there's not. And why? It's automated. Mm-hmm. You see one guy with a joystick as it comes down. I don't know if you had the opportunity, but when the logs come down and how they're trimmed,
absolutely,
they're set up on a computer. And a lot of this stuff is built by men and women who know the industry and said, you know what? We need to do this.
Yeah.
And I see that's what you're doing, Nicole. Mm-hmm. Like when you're fabricating and you go, well, you know what? We need something that will do this.
Yeah.
And then you can put that together.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think that's great.
Absolutely. And, one of the things that we really try to do in our program, too, is kind of break the stigma of manufacturing, because everyone kind of relates manufacturing to that dirty, dingy environment, kind of you were mentioning about in the diesel side, where you don't necessarily have to get
dirty. You don't
dirty.
Have to get that dirty.
You walk into a lot of these facilities nowadays, and you could eat off the floor. They're so clean. So it's just trying to get students to experience those experiences by touring businesses like that,
yeah,
where they finally understand that, hey, this is someplace that's clean, it's a good place to work, it's a really well-paying job, and I can make a living at this and do it for the rest of my life.
Do you have any, I know that, at the end of this, you want your people trained and going out and getting the jobs. That's
correct.
The whole thing. You just don't want to train esoterically like in art history, where I know about Picasso, but nobody's going to pay me for that, right? So what are you looking at the end of this as far as the type of jobs and the kind of salary ranges, or is that too early?
I don't think it's too early, because we have done some preliminary research on some labor market data.
Yeah.
So companies like Sierra Pacific, they're hiring our welders at $22.50 an hour.
$22.50 an
right
hour.
Out of the program. And, I would anticipate that those, pay ranges are going to be pretty similar to the machining side as well.
Okay. Good. And then when you get into some of the more of the fabricating, when you get into your Raspberries and all these things, when people are getting into that, I imagine those will be starting at that same price.
They'll probably be in the $60,000 to $80,000 range starting for those types of skill sets.
I think welding is really cool. I mean, really. I mean, I've got a... I'm not going to waste your time. But there's a turkey welded by somebody that made this thing. And when my wife bought it, God knows why, because we're at the turkey foundation thing, I looked at it and I thought, this is really stupid. But after I got it home and I looked at it, it is absolutely a work of art. And
welding,
it's welded
art.
So beautifully. I'm thinking, well, just the idea of how to do it is just great.
Welding is definitely an art, yeah.
And, when you do underwater welding, your price goes, exponentially up,
yeah,
too. I mean, I've got
so
friends going.
So is your death sentence, though, too.
Well, that's true. The professional diving,
yeah,
it's not really it used to be really bad. But now I guess it's not too bad. Okay, so you're looking forward to this.
Yes, I am. And the thing with all of these trades that we're going over with you guys today is that they're mentally challenging. This isn't something you're going to go in and do that isn't going to be a different type of project that you're working on or a different thing that you're going to have to solve. You're going to constantly be engaging your mind and trying to come up with new solutions or a better way or a quicker way that you can be more efficient with your time and productive. And so it's not something that you're going to tire of real easy. You're going to be able to challenge yourself and be able to do better. Even as a welder, we're constantly, all the students that I talk to, we're constantly like, hey, man, that's a really good weld. And you look at them, you're like, you don't like it, do you? No, I can do better. So it's something that's going to challenge yourself to always want to be better and to continue
good weld.
Going.
Good weld, bro.
Every one of us.
Yeah, I can imagine. I've tried to weld before. It's horrible. It's just horrible. It's going to stick. It's got to. It's got 12 pounds of solder in there. Absolutely. Yeah, I just burn it all. And I just, that's never going to move, but you can't pick it up. Okay, Rick. So you want to get more people in your classes.
Absolutely.
So what are the kind of people you're looking for? I mean, obviously, Nicole's been around, growing up with her dad building race cars, but there's more to it. People just walk off the street and you say, I think I'd like to learn to weld or I'd like to do these things. So what kind of people are you looking for?
So, I'm going to rip on our welding program a little bit here.
They're coming in next.
I'm sure he's going to return the favor.
He's got the last say.
Jay Davis is a very good friend of mine, so I feel like I can do this. On the machining side, it's a little more cerebral. Welding is really about art. There's a lot of finesse to it. And the machining side, we hold tolerances within 0.02 of an inch. So that's about half the thickness of a sheet of paper. So there's a lot more math involved. There's a lot more kind of pre-thinking what you're going to go through, the steps that you have to take to get to the completed project. So those people that like a little bit more of the methodical aspect of creating something, not necessarily the art side, those are the type of students that we're trying to draw. And also the computer generation. There's a lot of stuff with our CNC that requires a lot of hands-on computer manipulation that, Nicole can probably tell you, it's a little bit challenging at times, and you have to have a good understanding of computers right off the bat.
Okay, great. We're just talking about how I just skipped a break here. So I didn't mean to. It just happened.
You were so enthralled in what you were talking
because,
about.
I'm enjoying this a lot because I'm looking to future. I'm looking at kids that are leaving high school, and maybe they're not going to get that college degree. But as we have pointed out so many times, is knowledge is great, and you want to continue learning, right? But you can get a job that pays the bills and pays the bills really
very well.
Yes. You can raise a family. You live, take vacations. You have all those things. You don't have a college degree, but it doesn't mean that your knowledge stops. You continue to learn, and you've got to take business classes. I can just see that. So you got your, so you're doing this. Well, I'd like to maybe get in my own business, so now I take business classes. And then it kind of expands your horizons here. So I see this as just great. I'm going to come out there and see what you're doing.
Awesome.
And so we can talk
some
more.
I'd love to have you.
Okay, so I'm here with Rick Osbrink, and who is the instructor out there for industrial technology, and Nicole McNeely, who is one of the very first students going through there.
I'd like to add, too, if I could, to your listeners today, that just because you're not necessarily a person who'd like to get dirty or do any of these other things, there's so many aspects to all of these fields that even with just the knowledge, you could get a very good paying job that's either going to be an instructor, a salesman of the equipment that we need that we go to. I mean, there's so many different areas and ways that you can get employment with inside these fields that I think people are shied away from the intimidation of the actual manufacturing and the hands-on part, but that's not necessarily the case.
It's just a grounding so you can do other things. Mm-hmm. It's up to you. Right. Great
Thank
point.
You.
Okay, we're going to take a break and come back with a welding class so they can get their final shot at you.
Absolutely.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Now, these are guys that are working on HVAC systems. They're the best in the area. They work on our home. We wouldn't let anybody else touch our HVAC systems but them. They give guarantees, warranties. It's a veteran-owned business. Martin and his people are just outstanding. You give them a call at 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. I have no reservations at all with recommending Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Find diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Closed Sunday.
Hey, hon, guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
I've got the secrets I've been hiding under my...
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm not going to tell you what happened to Linda today, but just what I'm going to say is that she's on assignment, because if she wasn't on assignment at about 9:30, I'd be on my knees out in the yard burying things like plants. I'm not real good at that. You know, she says, "Why did you do that with that plant?" I went, "I just thought that's the way it was supposed to go. I just, you know." She says, "No, no, 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 no. The roots go in first." Oh, you know, if you do it wrong enough, they won't make you do it again, right? Did you rinse those dishes? Was I supposed to? Okay. So anyway, that's welcome back here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. You're not going to find a better place in the world to get a haircut. It is the place. It is man's last stronghold. If you haven't been there, you need to go. Veteran-owned business with discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop. Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I've got a question for you. Shasta College Group there.
Okay.
Sounds like you guys got quite a bit of money from federal grants and stuff like that. So, anyhow, excuse me, my question is, are they ever going to bring back the construction technology program? They used to have a really super nice, one of the best carpenter shops around. And then I understand that they just sold a lot of that equipment off. And I understand your welding technology, because I've been through that, because I was worked in the pile driver, so I could weld the pilings together and the great big beams, you know, your faults work and stuff. But anyhow, are you ever going to bring the construction technology back there with the carpenter program, because, I mean, you may be building, you've got to have buildings to put your machinery in, so anyhow.
That's a good question, Ron. Okay, and by the way, we've switched out again, but I've got Jay Davis, who's in charge of the welding program, and one of his students, Evan Weston.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that was a good question, Ron, because construction and carpentry, I mean, we're talking welding and all the other things. What about something like this?
Well, I mean, at Shasta College, we're always looking at, you know, what programs, you know, it is a community college.
Right.
So we are trying to reflect what is going to be, what programs can we offer that are going to best serve the community. And, you know, obviously construction is something that's pretty universal. There are some, you know, there's some administrative things that are involved in bringing a program like construction back, but we're always open to that. Obviously, just like any program, a career technical education like welding, machining, diesel, automotive, there's a lot of infrastructure involved in that. And so I wasn't around when the construction program went away, and so I don't fully understand that climate that caused it. I know that it was a tough decision to make at the time. And a lot of people.
How many years ago was that? It has to be several years ago.
I would say probably 2008 or 9.
Okay. Around the time of the whole economic collapse.
The whole
collapse,
thing, the whole collapse, yeah, of our economy.
And building, nobody was building anything. So.
Yeah, it was a difficult, yeah, exactly. And so there was, you know, things are like enrollment and things like that were declining. Oh. And so you had a big building that wasn't being utilized. A lot of the, you know, Ray was here. You know, he's a big proponent of that construction. Mark Smith. All those guys that have been there for a long time, they fought really, really hard to keep that program, but it just couldn't make.
Just couldn't make it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know what? It doesn't mean, Ron, that it's not going to come back.
Exactly.
Though. And
exactly.
As the economy takes an upturn and mm-hmm. all this. Okay, tell us about welding.
Yes.
The art of welding.
The magic.
The zen.
Yes.
Of welding. Become one with the weld. Is that right, Evan?
Very true.
There you go. Okay.
So welding is one of those magic things in our world. And imagine taking two pieces of material, and you're not gluing them together. You're not taking that Elmer's glue and smearing it on one piece and sticking together. You're making two pieces into one. You're elevating that temperature of that material. It's in steel. It's about 2,700 degrees. So hot that it turns from a solid to a liquid. Coalesces together. You take the heat away, and now you have one piece of material. Incredibly strong, incredibly fast.
Is it stronger than the two pieces separately?
If done correctly, absolutely. And that's what we train to do.
It's like a broken bone that heals.
Mm-hmm.
It's stronger.
Yep.
In that area. Okay. Wow. It is the zen of welding,
it
man.
Is.
You've almost got me. I mean, I'm like, oh, I'm coming down there.
I can't imagine another skill to have, machining included. That is more satisfying than welding.
Machining included.
Yep.
Isn't
it's more satisfying
guy?
Than machining. You hear that, Rick?
That's the last guy that was in there. Right?
Exactly.
Okay. I knew that. Be careful what you say about welding. He's coming in last. He goes, yeah, I know. Evan, how did you get into this?
Well, I have an interesting background. I came from a family that was mainly into art and photography, and I found myself in culinary arts. And I've cooked for you many times.
I was going to say, I know you. From where?
In Selma Vineyards.
In Selma Vineyards.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm thinking, I know this guy.
Yeah, so I mean, I've always been into hands-on things, and welding was kind of a freak incident where one summer I took a welding course and met Jay Davis and Mark Smith out at the college and fell absolutely in love with it. And it kind of aligns with, you know, it is very artistic. But
it's an art there. Kind of like what you when you were cooking. You're very good.
Thank you.
Oh, no, it's great.
But it's also, you know, it's very technical. And, you know, every little thing that you do is meticulous, just like machining, if not more so. Because every little factor changes your world.
You know, people just think you're just slapping things together, and you know, it's from Flashdance, right? Remember Flashdance?
I do remember a scene of Flashdance. I'm trying to get the reference, but
I know the movie where she was dancing, but
uh-huh.
she was a welder in this steel mill.
That's right. Yep.
That's what it was, mm-hmm. you know. And it was kind of, you know. And then she was also a dancer.
Note to self: rent that movie.
Just rent it, just for mm-hmm. nothing else except to watch her dance.
Yep.
Okay, if somebody wants to be a welder, how long is your school?
We have two ways of completion. We have a one-year certificate, which includes training, 1,100 hours of training, in the five major processes of welding. And so you will be very familiar with all of those processes.
Okay, quickly, what are those five processes?
Oxyacetylene welding.
Okay.
Gas metal arc welding, which is use of wire, otherwise known as MIG.
Right.
Flux core arc welding,
okay,
which is a wire process, but it is a separate process. Gas tungsten arc welding, a.k.a. TIG, and then also stick welding, SMAW.
Stick welding.
Mm-hmm. That's where you use that separate 14-inch electrode covered in flux. It's been around since the inception.
Wow. So how do you like this compared to your art as a chef? I mean,
well, it's like it's a completely different environment, and it really – I don't know. I feel like I gravitate towards it more. It's everyone's really friendly, and they're always helping each other out. Culinary, it's a little bit more cutthroat, and it's a much more interesting group.
Yeah. Okay, so somebody, you know, I'm a strong proponent of blue collar jobs. Not everybody goes off to college, but we always need diesel mechanics. We need machinists. We need plumbers. We need carpenters. We need welders all the time, and they make really good livings. From this, they can make a really good living from this.
I think we're finally starting to see a turn in getting away from the stigma.
Yeah.
Of career technical education.
Yeah, you know what? And it was a false stigma, but it was for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh, you know, I wouldn't want my kid. Oh, yeah, really? Then call your art. Call the one that got the degree, the master's in art history, to come in here and fix your plumbing today.
So I've got to throw a little joke at my colleague, Mark Smith, my mentor and colleague. He's been teaching out at Shasta College 25 years. He's been welding back since fire was cool. And he was actually on Record Searchlight, went on and says, what can a humanities degree get you? An AS in welding will get you a job. And it's and I laugh, you know, there's always, you know, but we are very proud of what we do.
Sure.
And welding is one of those things, and I tell my students this, that if I lost my job today, the California Community College system fell off and just went fist belly up, I would have a job. What time is it right now, Carl?
It's 5 minutes before the hour of nine.
I'd probably go get something to eat, but I'd be working by 10 o'clock.
Okay. You're telling me then if you're a welder and you're a decent welder, you know you've been through your classes.
Yep.
And probably you have them jobs before they leave, or do you help them get jobs?
Yeah. I mean, we are very in touch with our local industry. And so in welding is such a huge industry that you can focus on different aspects. So whereas, you know, Evan's certified welder now in gas shielded flux core, and he gravitates well to that. He's also learning about TIG right now. And as he goes through the program.
So there's certain personalities
that
work
absolutely.
With it. Mm-hmm. Thus the art and the zen of this. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting. I guess if it's a certain kind of welding, and it would be you'd have, you know, a certain personality would lend itself to doing things.
Yeah, there's a company called NorCal Products up in Yreka that welds on vacuum chambers for research facilities, and it's all very fine controlled TIG welding. And then you have your Sierra Pacifics, which they're doing a lot of big equipment and gas shielded flux core and stick welding. And then you have your pipe welding companies. It's just welding pipes. So do you like to weld in circles? Do you like welding straight? I mean, there's different ways of welding and different personalities to it. It's almost unlimited. You got to realize 50% of what this U.S. produces, half of our gross domestic product involves welding in one form or fashion. And it's just immense.
I saw something pretty fascinating at the Maker Faire was a simulator that allowed you to develop the muscle memory for how to weld, and it was you put on the goggles and you were holding the stick, but without actually burning something up, such as yourself, you learned the program was actually sophisticated enough for you to learn the muscle memory before they turned you loose with the real equipment.
Okay, so what you're saying here then, Jay, is Evan's he's already a certified welder in this one, so Evan can just walk out tomorrow and get a job. And how much do the jobs pay?
You know, again, just as wide and varied as there are subsets of welding, there's a wide and varied amount of pay. You know, you can start off as low as $10 to $12 an hour, depending on what it is you're welding, or make as much as $50 to $60 an hour, you know, in
starting out?
Starting out, you know.
And this is if you have all these different...
different aspects. And you also have to, you're playing to the market, too. You know, where is he going to stay local? Are you going to stay, are you going to be moving around? Are you willing to travel? Are you willing to go overseas, contract work? And so, really, the sky's the limit depending on what you want to do.
We had a lot of construction contractors over in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And they get paid a lot. The lady that ran the laundry is making $80,000 a year.
Yeah.
So figure out what your people that had a skill could do. And you don't leave the base. I mean, there's still a chance, you know, somebody's going to rocket you.
Yeah.
But you don't leave the base there. And all your, but without these contractors, without the welders and the HVAC technicians and the diesel mechanics, that place stopped.
One of the things, too, is a lot of people realize there's an industry around not welding, but it's in the welding industry. And as I think Evan is gravitating a little bit to it, and maybe we can have him speak to this, is inspection. See, there's also welding, and then you have to be able to inspect those welds. And it's something that I think Evan's interested in learning more about.
Yeah, really. What's that like?
Most definitely. Well, for me, I like inspecting welds, but for the growth of the other students, Jay Davis and also Mark Smith have given me a rare opportunity to where I can be a, kind of a teacher's assistant in their classes. And I've started actually being able to run a few of their classrooms when they have to do things or go to a meeting. But inspecting welds is a key aspect of welding. And Mark Smith has been a welding inspector for how many years now? And
back when they invented it.
Yeah.
When they invented welding.
Definitely.
You know, 8,000 years ago. Okay. Gosh, you know what? We're going to have you all back. I am going to come visit you.
Great.
If that's okay, I'm going to go over and visit everybody here because, you know, Evan, who, by the way, Evan is just was an outstanding chef.
Thank you, sir.
Out there at Anselmo's. And then when I saw you, I'm going, I know this guy, but from where do I know him from? But this was totally, you know, when you see people out of the element that you know, it's like, ugh. And then, of course, Jay Davis, who teaches the welding. How do people get a hold? Just go over to Shasta College and sign up?
Yep, Shasta College. You can email me at jdavis@shastacollege.edu and answer any questions you have and forward you to anybody else in our area.
Absolutely. Okay, do you have a card on you that you can give me?
I do in my truck.
Okay, all right. So I've got some of those. Anyway, thank you so much for coming in. Evan, it's really good seeing you again. And Jay, I really like the way you took that last shot at Rick.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, tomorrow we're going to have with us Douglas Wright. We're going to be talking law, plus a number of other things tomorrow, of course, on Free Fire Radio right here at KCNR 1460.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Great justices.
And the 49-year-old Gorsuch made this promise to the American people.
That I will do all my powers permit to be a faithful servant of the Constitution and laws of this great nation.
Greg Clugston, The White House.